זאת בשיט הליסיין היו בפירוין אחיו והעידו אילו העידים על הלווה שהעידה בפניהם שלא יפוס שלא יפוס. In other words, יבוי ותוב יהיה there was, that was established, that wasn't contested at all. In other words, that Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Levi became Mishore. That's not contested. That's established. But then Rubin claimed $1,000 from Shimon. Rubin borrowed from Shimon $1,000. So Shimon claimed $1,000 from Rubin. So he said that he paid. Then two Aidin came and Yeruya came and they testified that Bifneyem Rubei admitted that he did not pay up the debt to Shimon. Bifneyem. Who testified that? Yeruya Vitubi. And Yeruya Vitubi are Rechaitim to Rubei and Shimon. And they are either Hidoye Shaloi Park. Shaloi Park. So, but they are craving all of the odds. So Mimele Rav Popper held it first. Since we are not trying now to collect from Rubei, since we are not trying to collect from Levi the Ores, but only from Rubei, and vis-à-vis Rubein and Shimon, they are rechaking. So in many ways we should accept them today that he admitted before Eruya Vitubie that he did not pay it up yet, and in many ways we should collect from Rubin. So Rabbi Ben Rabbi Shimon said no, but suppose Rubin does not pay. So then he will go to Levi, and they are trying to Levi, so that means it's Agode against Levi too. Because if he admitted that he did not pay, so that means the surety is unreliable. The surety is unreliable. So mainly we have to apply the law of Yishevot Tazvotukum. This is how the Rai is. So the Valamoya says, V'chidumeli shetoch kile rabzal v'filosh hazeh, sheli rotzo la'amido v'shetaniseyem hoyim ikra alvoye, v'shindo kaimu l'nipalgir l'dibure, u'pash u'pshita l'idchai gavne, shenemonim hoyim l'leivu l'malve, u'pzum l'ore. כי לרובה, כלומר, פליני בו הלישתי, הוא באחר מסתפל להרגי, אבל לא להרגו. So then he says, ואנחנו הסתפל לנו אחר. All right, the Balmoyer is חלק מהרעיון. So he explains, the Balmoyer himself explains the Rai, why doesn't the Rai like the Pshat of Rashi? Because according to Rashi Pshat, so we should say Palgin and Dibore. We should say Palgin and Dibore. We should say Palgin and Dibore. This is what he said. And, now, then he says, so the Balamoya says, no, but now we stop all and all. Thou call hoch, we come out of the Pogin and the Boer and the Betrayguf. I will be had to be put to the Rav Mori and the Rav Zvi, the very Kishnechu, the Baal Shoma Gras de Sishti, the few man Doma Rosom Pogin and the Boer, the Noma Luma Freya Maulem de Gohabe, Shim Schnees Mani, I will be Zmane, I will be Gube, I will be Lechem and Doma, you can keep the Oren, Mokim Levi Koe, and Leslie Ozul Maulem, but the Oren, but the Oren, but the Levi, it's a way, it's a way, it's a way, it's ובזמנך אותו לאידס על שניהם מוכשים, פסוקים לאורד, כך הם פסוקים לאיבד. זאת אומרת, דבר מוי רגלי זו את רשס פשט. So the Raivet holds no, that the פשט is not אידי על רואי, but the פשט is אידי הידוי of שלוי פר. Because if it would be אידי על רואי, so then we wouldn't say this what we just want to call. Now the question is, this is how דבר מוי רגלי the Raivet. Now the Raivet himself says that the reason as to why by plenary value we say Kalvin and Dibur and we don't say Ishvat Vodokulo is because he's Valdomo. But if we say plenary Valachesi, then we say Ishvat Vodokulo. So how can the Raivet say that in the case of Rashi, where the Edim are in the Alvoye and they testify who they borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and later became surety on $1,000, so then we would say Palgin and Dibure, but we here it's Korev, and by Korev we do not say Palgin and Dibure, so that's no kasha, that doesn't present anything. Because what Reb Chaim says on the Rambam, in the Chiddush Rambam Chaim, because according to the Rambam, we cannot apply the Aloha, and this is what we talk about the Kolo, in the case of Plenu Baal Ishti, because it's two separate things. but the Raivad is certainly chelik on that. So the Raivad is chelik in regard to the case of plain bo alish. So there the Raivad holds that it's not two Eidus. It's one Eidus, because after all, they testify as one mindset against the plainy, against Ishte. In other words, it was one mindset of Zruz, done by both. But the Rambam shit is that even that can be considered as two Eidus. Even though that the Eidim testify as to one Maiseh's use that was done by both. Masha'inkei, so the Raivet Chite over there is that it's one Eidus. Masha'inkei, in the case of Figuia the Tubia testifying that Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and later became a surety, there they testify in respect to two separate Maiseh's. Because Levi did not become liable, did not become responsible as a result of the halvoy by Reuven. Levi became responsible as a result of his own undertaking. So in effect, it's like two halvoyers, according to the Raivet. So we certainly can say Pargin and Dibura. I mean, everybody would say Pargin and Dibura. Even Rav Yezer would say Pargin and Dibura in such a case, maybe. But certainly, according to Reuven, so we say Pogin and Dibura. Masha'in came in the case of Pleni Boalishti. So they are two, it's two separate chiyuvim. The Pleni is chayev and the Ishti is chayev. But it's one Maiseh's news. So in other words, that Maiseh, so both participated. The Pleni and the Ishti. So that's considered one Eides, one Agode, not two Agode. So that doesn't present any kashe against the Raivet. Alright, so the Raivet says, that in the case where the Eidim would be in the Alboy and they would say Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and later became a surety, so then we wouldn't apply the aloche of Eidish Potichos Matukuro. And then we would say Pargin and Dibura, the part, the Dibo that Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon we accept, and the Dibo that later became a surety we don't accept. But when does the Gemara Rabbuna Brit Rabbi Shua say Eidish Potichos Matukuro? If the Eidim are Eidei Hidoi, if they testify that this Nehem, so Reuven admitted that he didn't pay up the debt to Shimon as yet. So the Nehem and Deo, we cannot say Pargin and Dibura. Deo, we cannot say Pargin and Dibura. We cannot say Pargin and Dibura. What will say? It is established to Ishtar or to other Eidim Baalpeh that Reuven borrowed $1,000 and the Levi is annoyed. That's established. So what questions involved here? Whether there was a doy that by Reuven that it wasn't paid or not. Some money share. So here we couldn't say Pargin and Dibura what? That we accepted that Reuven admitted that he didn't pay. But Levi is not annoyed. Monavshach, Levi became original Noah. The question is, maybe the Ischaios of Levi was Poka as a result of payment. But, so, we cannot take Pargin and Dibura in respect to payment. Either there was a Idoye that it wasn't paid, or there was no Idoye. So Pargin and Dibura we cannot say. Pargin and Dibura cannot say. So what can we say? What can we say? We can say Pargin and the Monis. We can say Pargin and the Monis. So in other words, when Rav Poppe first held in the case of Iluya Vituvye, that we are mikabel the Eides of Iluya Vituvye in respect to Reuven and Shimon because they are rechekim, so it's not on the basis of Pargin and Dibura, it's on the basis of Pargin and Emunah. So then, when Rabbeinu Brit Rav Yeshua said, no, we cannot say Pargin and Emunah. Why? Because Eides Shabbat Mutzah Shabbat Lekulo. So Memele, it's muchach from the Raivet, that the halacha of Eidish Shabbat Mitzvah of Mitzvah and Kol Apostle, Eidish Shabbat Mitzvah of Lekulo, applies even to a case where we are mikabel the whole agode relative to one person. But as long as relative to another person, the whole agode is bottle. So relative to that person, it's also bottle. In other words, not like Rebchaim. Rebchaim says that as he carries that the second character Rebchaim in respect to the Rambam. But according to the Raivet, so we apply the aloche of Eidish Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekulo even in the case of Pargin and the Emunah, not only in the case of Pargin and the Emunah. The Chaim, he saw it was Reb Chaim Zisod was. I mean the secretary of Reb Chaim, that is not mentioned. The last is also about. Mashiach came in the case of Pliny Boalishti. So there, we accept the whole Agode in respect to Pliny. But in respect to the Ishtei, we don't accept anything. So there we don't apply the Allah of Nitzach and call the apostle. But from the Raimet, it's Muchach that he holds that we apply the Allah of Nitzach and call the apostle even in the case of Palgir and Amonis. That's Muchach from the Raimet. Alright. So this is the Raimet of Shah. That the Gemara of Iluya Vituvia has reference to the case of Eide Idoye, who testified that Ruvain admitted before them, in their presence, that the debt that he owes to Shimon was not paid. So Rav Popes felt that we can still be mikabel in respect to Ruvain and Shimon. Not on the basis, Rav Popes couldn't have said it on the basis of the board, of splitting the avodah, but on the basis of Pogin and Amonis. So then Ravuna Breda Rav Yishuna said no. Why? Because of Eide Shibot Mekhtsor Sof, but Makula. So we see, and we pass from like Ravuna Breda Rav Yishua. So that means, even in the case of Pogin and Amonis, we apply the Aloche of Eide Shibot Mekhtsor Sof, but Makula. The Balamoye, Omar HaKesi, Lo Yizu Kavones Harav Zal, Shadayin Adol HaKoshe, Amayli Pogin and Dibure, Vilemneu Gabilei Meshu Chayev Loi, Viloi Gabioret, in other words, he's Matikin Balamoye. The Balamoye says, the Balamoya is Chelik and the Raiva. He says that the Raiva doesn't like Rashi's Pshat because if, in the case of Eide Alboye, the Raiva holds that we should take Palgin and Dibure. So the Balamoya says, no, Rashi is correct because we cannot take Palgin and Dibure. Because here it's Gufer. Because Orev and Leive, that's like Gufer. So maybe we cannot take Palgin and Dibure. And even according to Mandomar in Golbasre, Baal Shomar Gerashti as Ishti, let's say, Baal Shomar Gerashti as Ishti 5 years ago. So what Mandoma says that we believe in Mikandahab. So it's all, so he holds that we say Palin on the Bure Biguf Echot, so only Biguf Echot and Bishteisman we say Palin on the Bure. But Biguf Echot Bisman Echot, so even that Mandoma, even Rav Zvid will agree that we do not say Palin on the Bure. We don't say Palin on the Bure. This is what the Balamoya says. So the Ramban is masik. So he says, in the case of Eide Alboye and Oreb, so they even Rav Yosef will agree that we say Palgin and Dibure. When does Rav Yosef say that we don't say Palgin and Dibure? So it's in the case of Pleiner, the Banu Yotemi. Mashiach in here, it's like two Eidim saying that Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and the same Eidim saying, Tochke the Dibur, that Yehuda borrowed $1,000 from Levi. It's two separate Avodes. One is nothing to do with the other, so even Rav Yehuda would agree that we say Palgin and Dibur. This is what he says. Shadayin adol hakoshe, amayli palgin ledibure, volnenu gabaleive, shulchayim lei, vloi gabi oret, kriso vrav popule meima, uchvohik shokin arav vrahayim lezal atzmei, vitirso vishuveiso, vavemeshe kosav vishetaneiseyem, vifiroi nachayim, name yofe, kivishetaneiseyem, vikra alvoye, voi oret teyem, loi rafti neilo, amayli mehem ne gabaleive, vloi gabi oret, vapilu mando loi polik ledibure, vichuehidim shomro, miidim ono berubim, shiru lo lishim emone, ulevi emone, ונים צוקרים וצלבי, מי לא ימהם נרגה בשימן? ואיך אמרים עליו בשער ועזו, מי יכביס יורם בזה שיהיו לך אחו? ואיד אסלבי ובדאי, איד אסחת, ואיד אסלבי ובדאי איך אחת בפני עצמו, ואהבו זה שלבי איד אסחרת, אותו משום ניתוך כדי דיבו ראידו, ונפסלון, הרי איד אס מחלקת בשני בני אודמי, אלא בדאי אין להבידו בשביל ניסיין ואיס אין עם ביקר על בוי, כמו שפירש בעולם לא ידע. תאוסם בוודאי פסורים לזה או כשר לזה, ולא בוי הם נפלג בורא, כל שכון למה יקיים לו נפלגינו, כי דיבר הרי לזה. So he says coach, in other words, because in the case of Eidah Alboye, so even Alibe, the Rav Yosef, who doesn't say Palgin and Dibure by Pliny Rebbeinu Yotemi, but here he would say, because it's two separate agones altogether. Avoma. So he agrees with that, so the Ramban agrees with the Rav Yosef in regard to the case of Eidah Alboye, that there we cannot apply the Aloche of Eidah Shabbat Kulo, but he's still Chelik and Rav Yosef. אבל מה שפירש, כדי שהעידו, כדי שהעידו, אלו העידים שלא יפורה, לפי דייתי, חילופין הדבורים, והוכה בשיטה ניסיין בפירוין אחי, כדי שהויה למעו ושתה כושר עליהם, והלא לוטיינים פורן, והעידי אלו העידים שפורה, שימנע מנסם על הלווה, lifter af ore potter. Wie efsche le chai ve zeb lifter az el eilom. Wie sober af popele bei maa kibbe de haschte. Maul ve al lide lewe kose, ul di dey tobe. Wie sabe le chiki mene patrin lei. Und wie san ore boche, die name le ose sade. Lewe pora, oma le rabune. I le esse le lewe la vos rabo ozlo. Wie chibin shechein, haschte posar tum shibuli, di kao le yal pitreini. Il ka kochim teile indus. So he is chelik an der reis pshat. And he holds that in the case of the Raivet of Ili, Doye, of Lintora, so then we could be Mikabal Deines. We could be Mikabal Deines. Why could we be Mikabal Deines? But Palgin and the Bure, we couldn't say in such a case, in the case of the Raivet, where the Halvoye by Ruvein from Shimon and the Arvet by Levi is established. But the question is, was there a Doye by Ruvein that it wasn't paid, that it didn't pay? So there we couldn't say Paul Gures Vidagode. What could we say? That he paid, that he did not pay to Shimon the debt, but he paid, but Levi paid. I mean, that's impossible. So we couldn't say Paul Gures. But what could we say Paul Gures Vidagode? So this is what Rav Popper said. But Rav Huni Rav Shui said no. We do not say Palgin in the Mones. Why? Because the English is what makes us all about the Kula. So the Ramban is Chilek. Why the Ramban Chilek? Apparently, the Ramban holds, the Ramban apparently agrees with Rav Chaim's Svaret, what Rav Chaim says in the Ramban. That where it's an Indian of Palgin in the Mones, so then we do not apply the Aloha of English Mones about the Kula. Because then, vis-a-vis one person, we accept the whole Agode, it's not both at all. And vis-a-vis the other person, we don't accept Agode, so it's not an Indian of Finnish, but Muktsoso, but Makulo. So that's the reason as to why the Ramban is Chilek and the Raivet Pshat in the Gemara for Levi Tuvia. So whereas the Raivet does not agree with Rav Chaim Svore, so apparently the Ramban in Luchamis agrees with Rav Chaim Svore. He agrees with Rav Chaim Svore. So what's the Pshat? So what's the pshat of the Ramban in the Gemara Tuvia? The Deidim Aridi Piroi. Now the Alvoy and the Oves were established. That's not contested. But then, when Shimon claims the $1,000 from Reuven, so Reuven claims, I paid you the $1,000. And then he produced Deidim in Gemara Tuvia, who testified that they saw how Reuven paid out the $1,000. But these Deidim Arichiki are Rechekim to Reuven and Shimon, they are craving to Levi. They are craving to Levi. So Rav Popper held it first, that we can accept the Eides. In other words, so what would be the result of accepting the Eides? So then, like this, now Shimon produces the Shtar, so Shtar will be other my body. But if they are ready, so the Shtar itself is a Yechoche, that it wasn't paid yet, because Shtar will be other my body. But Shimon, the Malveh, produced Eidim in Ruya Vitubie, who testified that it was paid. So Rav Popper held, we accept Eidim, some in Mele, we don't collect from Ruvi, because the Eidim testified that Ruvi paid already. So Rav Unibrit Rav Yeshua said, no, we cannot accept, we cannot be Mikabu da Agode of in Ruya Vitubie, and Pater, Ruvi from paid. Why? Because it's one Eidim, we against Levi, the Oref too, and as to him, they are craving. So in Melee, it becomes but why couldn't we say Palgin and the Mones here? Why couldn't we say Palgin and the Mones here? So we have to say, because here there is also a stire, not the same kind of stire that there is in plenary in Livarecho and Akumato, but there is another kind of stire. Because here, the Alvoy and the Oves were established. There is no doubt about it. The question is, did Reuven pay the $1,000 to Shimon or not? Eidim testify, Eidim who are Rechekim to Reuven and Shimon testify that he paid. So according to their Agode, if Reuven paid, so Reuven doesn't owe a penny. And how about Levi? If Reuven doesn't owe, how could Levi, who is an Orev, who admittedly is an Orev, so how could he be? I mean, Levi's liability is based upon the liability of Reuven. If Reuven paid, if we accept the Hagodah of Iluya Vitubia vis-a-vis Reuven, that he paid, how could there be a liability of an oil? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. So the male there would also be to say Palgila Nemones here, you see, in the Reibitz case, there is no repugnancy in Palgila Nemones. Because in the Reibitz case, so the Edim testified that Ruvain was made at Loipar. That Ruvain at Loipar. So in other words, if we say Palgila Nemones, so that means that Levi is higher and Levi is Potter. So there is no repugnancy. Because there is no stire in Reuven being chayev and in Levi not being chayev. There is no stire in that. Masha'in came in the case of the Ramban, where the Edim are Edim Piroi. So if we say Palgila Nemones, so then it will mean, and the Edim are Rechaikin to Reuven and Shimon. So we accept the Hagodah of Eluim Vituvie, vis-a-vis Reuven and Shimon. What does it mean? So we accept the Hagodah that Reuven paid up the debt. Reuven is fought. There is no debt. And then, and vis-a-vis Levi, the Oreb, they are craving. We don't accept it. So Levi is chayev as an Oreb when the principal debtor is potter. So that is stira, and they obey. In the Reuven case, if we say Palgila Nemones, there is no stira. So that's why. But the Reuven, why does the Reuven say that we don't, that Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua said that we are not recalibrating this? Because of English what was for the Kulam. But otherwise, the Reuven, the Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua would also say Palgila Nemones, and there is no stira, there is no repugnancy. Masha'inkin in this case, so Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua says that we cannot become the Eidus because there is a stira in that body, in Palgila Nemones. There is a repugnancy. So we cannot say we accept the Hagodah of Inuye Vituvie in respect to Reuven and Shimon, that Reuven paid up the debt. Reuven is potter. There is no more chayiv. But in relative to Levi Dorev, there is a chayiv. After all, the whole liability, the whole chiyuv of Levi is based upon the principle indebtedness. What does Orev mean? Orev means I am responsible for the Levi's chiyuv. Now, if we accept the Agode of Eluye Vituvie vis-a-vis Reuven and Shimon, that means there is no principal liability. That was potter, that was paid up. How could there be a liability by an Orev, which is a secondary liability, which is based upon the principal liability of Reuven? So there is a stira. So maybe we cannot say Palgila Nemones. Not because, so you see, according to the Reuven's Pshat in the Gemara, so the reason is why Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua said we cannot be Mikabel is because of Eidish Potem Tosef Potem Kulo. According to Ramban's Pshat, it's not because of Eidish Potem Tosef Potem Kulo, but because there is a stir in the Palgila Nemones. So we see from these Rishenim, we see that whether we apply the principle of Nitzach and Kol Apostle, Eidish Kulam Ptulo, we apply it to a case of Palgila Nemones or not, so according to the Reuven, we do apply it. According to the Ramban, we don't apply it. All right. Now the tesis. Now we didn't finish the Gemara, I think, or active. First let's finish after the issue. Or active agunut in us. Maishne or active or maishne agunut. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if one says I'm ready, so then he's not lemon, she cannot get married anyway. But if he says agunu, so then she can get married. Omar Avude, so what difference does it make whether there was one Ritzayach or there are two Rotzchim? After all, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Because he doesn't say Pavlina de Bure, so maybe there is a stir in his Agode. He says Ritzayachani. So Midvor of Roshu, the Roshu Poslaide. So in the case where he says, I killed together with somebody else, there were two partners in the Ritzayach, so he's still a Roshu. Maishne or active or Maishne Agun. Omar Avude, Beimer Ani or Yisi in Heilgo. In other words, so this Gemara implies that just as a Ritzayach who killed the human being single-handedly, so it's possible so someone who doesn't kill single-handedly but together with somebody else is also possible. Why? Now, so suppose, let's say, two individuals. So it's like, he kol asol b'niodem b'asol makli. So the halacha is that they're all potter of mise. If it's he kol asol b'niodem b'asol makli. So they're all potter of mise. Now there's a machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba shita is that when we say that he kol asol b'niodem b'asol makli, so they are potter only if it's he kol asol b'niodem b'asol makli. But suppose 10 people would take, 2 people would take, I say 2 because it's easier for 2 to take one makil than for 10. If 10 people take a makil, you probably wouldn't be able to kill anybody, not even a fly. But 2 people, so the Rashba says, if 2 would take one makil and kill the person with the same makil, then they are both chayimis. The Rashba and the Lakami says that. Why? Because in the case, in the sugya of Sheir Odom Shedoch Volveya, so he says, that only Ko Asor of Yodom Asor Makleis, so they are all part of Mise, because they are separate Maiser and Sikha. Masheikin Ko Asor Odom, be Makel Echor, so it's one Maiser and Sikha done by all the 10. So then they are all Haimis. The Shidus Rambam is, the Rambam says, that even Ko Asor of Yodom be Makel Echor, so they are Haimis. So the question is, now, certainly, so why does the Gemara say Maishno or Aktiv or Maishno or Gunu? There's a very simple distinction. If it's or Aktiv, so it's Iko, Odom Echot, Bimakel Echot. But if it is Agunu, so it's Iko, Shnei Bni Odom, Shnei Makleis, and according to the Rambam, even Bimakel Echot, so they're both Potter. So it's not Chayim Mise, so it's not Posleides. So there is a very simple teret. That even though he's potter of Mrs. Besni, but he's still a Riteach, and he's even a Riteach, and the Rambam says, all these Rotzrim, all the Rotzrim, who for one reason or another, are potter of Mrs. Besni, let's say, here is a Trefe, or here is Akum, or all kinds of Ptorim, that they are, or Grome, Kofsil Sneari, who are potter of Mrs. Besni, but they are all Rotzrim, they are even a Riteach, and they are hired Mrs. Rishamayim, and it comes, the Chiv Misen Shemayim is mentioned in the Parashim Neach of Shefer Dam Odom Bodom Domini Shofir. So Memele, in order to be postulators, you don't have to be Chayev Misen Besen. As long as you are either love for which there is Malkes, or Malkes there isn't here, because it's a love Shinit Lazor Misen Besen, but there is Misen Shemayim, so it comes postulators in the Raite. So Memele is a Rosh. So that's why the Gemara says, Maishna Araktiv or Maishna Agunu. Even Agunu, so let's say, so it's Iku Asor of Lodom Asor of Makleis or Maklechot, and they are all Potter of Mrs. Besen. But Mrs. Nishamayim, they are Chayev, so they are Rotzrim, so they are Rishoyim anyway. So Memele, according to Rav Yudeh, so the Dvor of Roshehu, so it shouldn't be Nemot. Omar Rav Yudeh, Be'imer Ani O Yisim Herav. So what does it mean, Be'imer Ani O Yisim Herav? In other words, he doesn't say that he participated in the act. If he participated in the act, even though he didn't participate in the act itself, but he was an accomplice, so then he would still be postulated, he's still a Ritziach, because Gram Ritziche is also Chayim Mitzvah Shemayim. Let's say the way, you know, the gangsters act, let's say they go in a group, and one is told to stand there on guard, to stand at the door, to be on guard, to give them all the information in case they see a policeman coming from far. So in such a case, so even the one who did not participate in the act itself, but is a gaming of Ritziche, so he's also Ritziach, so he's Chayim Mise. But when he says, Be'imer Ani O Yisim Hergov, it means, let's say he's a newspaper man or he's a television man, and he's just working with them. He doesn't help them in any way. He's just curious to see what goes on. So then, he doesn't become a Ritziach. A nice person he isn't. But a Ritziach, he doesn't become, so he wouldn't become Posleides. So Memele, so there is no still in Agor. Be'imer Ani O Yisim Hergov, Atani Omru El Rav Yudeh, Maise Belisimechot, שיוצא להורג במגיזס קפוטקיה, ויאמר להם, לכו, אמרו לו, לאיש שמן בן קיין, אני הורגתי את ביילו, בכניסו סילולות, ואמר לו, בכניסו סילולות, וישיעו את איסטי, וישיעו את איסטי, אמר להם, משום חיה, ואם רמי או איסי עם הרגו, ויהו, יוצא, the whole listing company. So in other words, if he was just a newspaper man, so why is he a listing? He didn't help them in any way. He just worked with them. He just watched. The way is millions of Americans watched how President Kennedy was assassinated. I mean, he just watched. He's a nice person. So, in other words, so he was Yotzeliholik because it was somebody testified that he was seen together with them. So they won't be dyke, whether he helped them or he was just an observer. So they executed him anyway. But in Hanami, he didn't participate in the act. If he did participate in the act, so then according to Rav Yehuda, would be powerful because it's a Ritzayach, even though it's only Aldikon. So Rashi says, Ani o Yisid, the Rosh of Rashi is a little strange. Rashi says, Ani o Yisid Hergo, Aboloyu Negatikon. I mean, that would tend to indicate that he is, let's say, if he did, that as long as he didn't touch him, some melee, he's not a Ritzayach. But why, even if he doesn't touch him, if he watches at the door, and without his watching at the door, so they, the other, his friends, his colleagues, wouldn't carry out the murder, so then he's also a Ritzayach. So Rashi doesn't mean Davke Nogati, because Rashi couldn't visualize at all. Rashi did live modern times, and Rashi didn't know of these tactics, you know, that one stands at the door. So in those days, in Rashi's days, so if somebody had any part in the murder, so he touched him, and if he didn't touch him, it means he had no role. But in the Hanami, even if he doesn't touch him, but if he has any role in carrying out the murder, so he's also a Ritzayach. So it was later, some miller is Rosh Hashanah. All right. Now let's see the faces. Who be acham is talking to him? Hiksha Arab Reb Chaim. The Beseif, Berikame, the Makes, Poruch, Horu v'nir v'yatsi, mashma de horu v'nir v'apsuim lohoi, mishum sein, v'yoche mashma de kosha. So the Gemara is a kash against Rabbeis, that even in the case of Lohi is chav lohoi, so we apply the aloha of Nitzach and Kov Apostle, so every case of Arige, of Ritziche, how can we ever carry out a din in the foshes against the Ritzeach? The horu himself is a posse. He himself is the observer. And the nearby himself is the apostle, so he should pass on the aidness of the aiding. So then he said, so the question is, why should the whole be apostle? Why should the whole be apostle? So he must say, whole, because he's a saint. I mean, he's certainly a saint, he couldn't be a good friend of the heretic. So maybe he's apostle as a saint. And nearby, why is nearby apostle? Because in other words, because the Gemara assumed that when the Gemara is the Kashe, Nirva Yatro, the Gemara had reference to a case of a Nirva Be'emes, not Nirva Be'rotzen. Because if it's Nirva Be'rotzen, so it's like the Reveya, you see. So why does the Gemara first ask Nirva Yatro, then the Gemara asks Reveya Yatro? If the Gemara deals with a Nirva Be'emes, so Nirva it's not the same thing as the Reveya. But if Nirva means Berotzen, so both are Chayiv Mise. So the Reveya and the Nirva are equally Chayiv Mise. So why does the Gemara emphasize Nirva? So probably because the Gemara is reference to a case of someone who is Reveya as Chaveirei Be'emes. So the Meila, the Gemara says that the Nirva should be Matzil. Why is the Nirva possible? Bishleim the whole in the same way, but the Nirva. So the answer is, Nirva Be'enes is also the same. Nirva Be'rotzen couldn't be possible as the same way, because it's Be'rotzen, so it's not the same way. But Nirva Be'enes should be possible as the same way. Mishum Seine Vocha Mashma Dikoshe. And here, who be Acham is starting to play the Rabbis, who says, play the Levanu Yehensi. Who be Acham is starting to Ergei. So the Nirva himself is a kosher array. Why is he kosher array? He's possible as he said. V'yei shleima, the loy mishum seini possible niyoba also. El wa bin niyoba liyot seini ayah. So, mishum roshe possible. So, maybe he's possible as a roshe. But here the A testifies, you know, the Banu A is a matter of is an onus. So that's why it's kosher. So a few rabbi, the Bisomo, the Saver do attain an army kosher. The Kova came to see Shadim, she never retained it. Have a community and call the post. The Hippori was a hoche, here is Rivea Yatso, here is Yatio Atmo. So why does Gimora say, so why does Gimora say, Rivea Yatio? Monevsher. If we are dealing with so why do Gimora have to change and say Rivea Yatso? We can say Nirva Yatso. Aber muss man mega Nirva, weil die Kolbe kommt da ja mit Nirva Rezene. Ello, wie schön der Adaschte, Eire war so was Heerig, wie wir sehen ja am Mosikor. Wo auch ich mache, wo ich mich im Sinne posse, wo ich auch so. Ello, aber ab die Zro, die Mips und mich auch schon hatte, treffe posse. So hier, Teisves, has just one wash. That when the Gemara says, Ho, Yatso, Nirva Yatso, so Nirva doesn't mean Mishim Seine, and Hog doesn't mean Mishim Seine either. But Nirva means Nirva Yatseine, it means Mishim Roshe, and Hog means Mishim Treve. Hog means Mishim Treve. But Tesis in Marcus is Lui Sheine. Tesis Marcus. One Roshan in Tesis in Marcus is like Tesis here. That Bein Nirva, Bein Hog, so it's not on the score of Seine, but Nirva is on the score of Roshe, and Hog is on the score of Treve. Another Russian, Nirva is on the score of Rosh, but Horuk is not on the score of Treife, but on the score of Sein. And there is a difference. So why couldn't Nirva Leines also be possible as a Rosh? After all, I mean, if he was Nirva Leines, so he certainly is not a friend of the Rebeya. So Teisa says there is a difference between being a victim of Ritziche, so then he's possible as a Seine, and the victim of Revit. A victim of Revit, what's the pshat? So the Marshal says, first of all, the Marshal has the kashya. How can this say that the same is possible? But there is a machlekes in the Mishneh, in Sanhedrin, in the Pirkei Zeberia, as to whether he's saying it's kosher or he's saying it's not kosher. So we see that the same is not kosher. Is not possible. So the Marshal says, and the Machlekes is only regard to a diet. But Leides is certainly not possible. Because if he said it be possible Leides, so then there couldn't be any question about Dionys. So how could there be a question about Dionys? So he says, the whole Shaila there in Sanhedrin in regard to his Seine is in regard to his an ordinary Seine, not a Seine Binafshe, not a Seine who aspires to it that the other fellow whom he hates should be destroyed completely. So, but a Seine, you can be a Seine without aspiring that the other fellow should be destroyed, should be killed, and he should die. So that kind of a Seine is kosher, is according to everybody. Whether he's kosher, that's a machleke. Mashenke, a Seine, Moves. In other words, the same who aspires that the other fellow whom he hates should be destroyed completely, so that kind of the same is possible. So in my way, this is the pshat in Tesis Maki. Let's say, if it whole, so it's natural for a person who tries to kill another person, that the victim who sees that the other fellow is trying to kill him, that he should be saying the moments of him. Mashein Kein and Nirva. Lein say, of course, he dislikes him greatly, he hates him, if it's a Nirva. But it does not mean that he aspires, he hates him so much, that he will not rest and will not have peace of mind until he will see him dead. So that's why Teisves, in one Moshe Makis distinguishes between Nirva and Hol. So Horuk, according to one Moshe Makis, so it's possible on the score of Enes, because, and of course, score of Seine. Why? Because he's the same of us. Mashenke, Nirva is the same, but not the same of us. So Mimele, he is not possible. But here Teisa says that even even the whole is not postulated, because the thing is not postulated. So Elom Rabbi Yitzchok, the Mitzvah Mishor Shenas Treifa, the Treifa postulated. Why is Treifa postulated? Where do we find such a psul? We have a psul of Roshe, we have a psul of Sume. But where do we find the psul of Treifa? So that's the Gemara is unhappy. Because if a Treifa, let's say, if a Treifa will be made, if a Treifa will be made, and then Evin will be Mazik. So, if a Treifa will be made, and then there will be Azomi. So Mimele, he will, so it will be an Evin Shat Yochel Azimu. So Mimele, because of that, so the Evis, so best he cannot be Mikabu the Evis. So that's why, so in other words, so this is a big chiddush in this case. In other words, that even though the psul is not a psul agur, the psul is based upon the fact that it's a shatiyoch lazimo. It's not a psul agur. So we could argue that the halacha of mitzvah echad ben kol of posel yushim tulo is only shayach when there is a psul agur. Mashenkin in this case, where the psul originates in the halacha of eidah shatiyoch lazimo, because this, you cannot be mazi, you cannot meet out the inish of Azome, so the male, the aloha of Mitzakovic, so it's not that the Gabri is possible. It's just that we cannot meet out the inish of Azome. So maybe you cannot meet out the inish. But it's not if it's a group, it's not that the Gabri is possible. So maybe the aloha of Mitzakovic possible doesn't apply. And that's probably the reason as to why the other Shanim refuse to explain the Gemara that way on the score of Treifa. So the other pshatim, so one pshat in Teisa Simakes is on the score that Hog is possible because on the score of Seinem, because in Seinem Moves is the Mashal is Seinem. Another Russian in the Shein in Teisa is there that Hog is possible on the score of Baldovo, and that's difficult. What kind of a Baldovo is it? The Hirik is a Baldovo, because he becomes Chayim Rise. But the Hog is not a Baldovo, it's not like Halvoye. So the Malve and the Leve are both valid void. Because the Chiyuv Malve is to the Leve, and is to the Malve. So the Leve, Mashenkin here, the Chiyuv Misa Vritzeach is not to the Hog. He is not Chayiv Misa to the Hog. He is Chayiv Misa Vashomayim. He is Chayiv Misa Zbeth Vashomayim. Because of the Aveve of Misirzo. So why should the Hog be Baldovo? Anyway, there is one Moshin Tesis in Makkah, that the Hog is postulated as a Baldovo. The Hog is postulated as a Baldovo. When we learned the Sanhedrin, so I explained that Moshin Tesis, how can the Hog be considered a Baldovo? So it's not on the score of the Chiyuv Mise of Ritzich. Because that Chiyuv Mise of Ritzich is like the Chiyuv Mise of Ibn Abizor, of Michal Shabbos, of Baal Shishish. So it's a Chiyuv Mises Bez Lashamayim. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with the Hog. The Hog happens to be the Gavre with whom the Avira of Ritzicha was done. But it's not a Chiyuv Mises to him, but by Ritzicha, besides the Chiyuv Mises Bez, there is also a Halochi of Gil Adam. So in other words, so even those who are not Chiyuv Mises Bez, but the Gil Adam has the right to kill him. So what is Gil Adam? Gil Adam means the next of kin, the nearest, the closest relative. So Mimele, the Hog himself, certainly has a kin of Gil Adam. Let's say, suppose someone, let's say, would shoot another person, and he's still alive, and he's going to be alive for another 5 minutes. But the Ritzicha was already done. But we know that he cannot survive for more than 5 minutes. Let's say a few bullets penetrated into the heart of the victim. And he's still alive, he's against his mefarches. But he's going to die. So Mimele, if that victim would kill, let's say, the Ritzeach, who already killed him, so he wouldn't be even a Nisa Ritzicha, because he would have the same din as a Gil Adam. If his brother would kill, let's say, the Ritzeach, so he would be potter of Mise, So the hold itself, so that chiyuv nisa to the gil adam, that is about Domo. In regard to the chiyuv nisa for the avir of ritziche, so that's like a chiyuv nisa of emin avizore. It has nothing to do with the hold. It's not about Domo. Masherim came, the other chiyuv nisa to the gil adam. So only the gil adam has the heter to kill certain rotzim. And not anyone else. So the Gil Adam is an Aldomo. So mainly the Hord himself should also have the same status as the Gil Adam. But in the usual case, it's Pachayah to say that he has a din of the Gil Adam, because once he's dead, he cannot kill, he cannot do anything. But suppose, let's say he's still alive and he's going to die from the Ritzicha any minute, so then he might have the same status as the Gil Adam. So because of that, he's considered Aldomo. So anyway, so why didn't all the other shaming who explain the psuleides of Hulk and the score of Seinei, and it's a big chidesh, that the Seinei Moves is psuleides, I mean, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, or and the score of Aldomo, which is also a chidesh, why can't they all explain on the basis of Freife, as the Riz says? The answer is because they hold, here the Gemara is asking, that because of the idea of Mitzah called the post, some mailer, the whole way they should be bottle. So they hold when the Chayach to apply the Alochim called apostle when there is a Psuagu. Masha'im in here, there is no Psuagu. So mailer, we cannot say Mitzah called the apostle. So that's why they have to explain it on the score of other Psuim. But the Rishite is that even the Psu of Treife, which is not a Psuagu, so also comes within the Aloch of Mitzah called apostle. We have a bit of a line before the Paul no here with the Atsilu Kishin Trinu Lehel Gerevea. We kosher a bit. The Imach Name, the Nei, the Behold, the Lekle Neima, the Imach Name is the Atsilu, the Echiv, the Kosem Makovit, the Mikombo, the Minir, the Maipol. We can take the Minir, the Name, the Oda Shilu, the Sanhedrin, the Elvis of Yichon Name, the Rovei, so there is a special Chiyuv Hatos, Hanem Yilin Mikoret, Avo Misa Leash. The Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim assumes that the Rambam is freely can derive it. That whereas the concept derive it, so Baal Bishtei involves only the Psul of Baal Dovo, not in Koret. So according to the Rambam, so Baal Bishtei does not involve the Psul of Baal Dovo. But Koret, because the Rambam says Baal Bishtei Rishim Rishim. So because of that, he has the kasha. So why do we say plainly Baal Bishtei Paldin and Dibure? We should say Nishabat Mitzos about the Kulo. So Reb Chaim gives a teretz in the same prayer because it's two eidos, and we only say Nishabat Mitzos about the Kulo when it's one eidos, like the Yerushalmi of Akis and Chodosh Nidodo. So the Rosh Narambam is eidos achas. So the Rosh Narambam is a desacha, because it's one matonic. So to both, but in the case of Plaini Boalishti, so it's two edes. One edes is against the Plaini, and the other edes is against Ishtei. So the melee two the edes against Ishtei is bottle, but that does not affect the edes against the Plaini. Now, it's not so simple. I mean that the Shittas that the Rambam is completely chelik on the right. Now let's see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's the main sugya of Baldin and Gemara. I mean together with the Gemara in Yvot. So there the Gemara mentions the Machlekes Daftes on the base and Yud on the Dalet. The Machlekes between Rav Yosef and Rofi. So by Plain and Rivan we ain't see, so even Rav Yosef says, Hu v'achem staf on Rofi. But by Plain and Rivan we are training, so Rav Yosef says, Rosh Yehu, Batirom Altoshes Yot, Altoshes Rosh Yehi. And Rofi says, Odom Korev Yitzel Atmei, and Odom Meisim Atmei Rosh. You know, Meisim Atmei Rosh. So, then, they on Omar Rovet, and Yibo Alishti, who be Acha Mitzarfim Lehergei, Avaloi Lehergo. Maiko Mashvalon, Falgino Nibure, Hain Ach, Why does Rabbi have to mention it twice? So Gemara says, Mao detain. Mao detain. Odom Korevitel Atzme Yamrinon. Italistelo Yamrinon Kamashman. So Rashi says, Rabbi had to tell us the same aloha for him and the Gura Ligabe, the case of Pliny Valishti. Because if Rabbi had only told us the aloha of Pliny and the Gura Ligabe, the case of Pliny Valishti, I would say, in the case of Pliny Valishti, so who Bachir Mitzdarfin, lo Harigas Aplini, of course not lo Harigas Atme. Mashenk in the case of Pliny Bo, Alishti, so Rashi and Tesis explained, if Rabbi didn't tell us, I would say that in the case of Pliny Bo Alishti, so not only is Ruve Acher Mitzdarfin the whole game, but Ruve Acher Mitzdarfin the whole God too. They say, how can he be, how can he serve as an aid against his own wife, against his own wife? It's mentioned explicitly in the Mishneh that a Baal is possible to hold Rishte. So Rashi said as follows. Mauritain, Odom Korev, Hainach, Mauritain, Odom Korev, Ito Atme Amrinon, Eitel Rishte Lo Yamrinon, Isko Mashmelon. So, Eitel Rishte Lo Yamrinon, Odom Korev, Minen Pauginon Dibure. Vi hoilu mehemen ahu Dibure, Le Miktel Le Chavre, Liktel Le Name Le Dizon. So, Inach Name, if the husband testifies just against his wife, then it goes without saying that we cannot accept this testimony. But, in this case, where he testifies against the plainy with the stranger and against his wife. So since he's kosher aligabi the stranger, so he should be kosher, I would say, that he should be kosher aligabi yishtitut. So komashulon, that's the big chidesh by Rabbi, that we are not mikabu the edes aligabi yishtitut. And Tesis also explains the Gemara that way. Afo gabdi matisri vizabirir, the baal ki yishtil in edes, salt laitoch, hoche di machmas nige, the mehemol lehil gei mehemol lehodom. Mehemol lehil gei mehemol lehodom. Like that. That's very strange. Shad, neicha teisha, how could we have such a zalgat aitoch? That just because we are mikabu lezeinesh, ligabe the plainy, so we should be mikabu lezeinesh, ligabe his wife too? Now, the Raivet explains it just in the reverse. He says, because the Raivet Chita is that when we say Pogin and the Gura, where it doesn't have a Shemedes altogether. But if someone will say, Plainy Balachesi, Sheesh, so then we don't say Ubachi of its Balfin, Lahari Geta Plainy. Why? Because inasmuch as he is possibly Gabe, his sister, is it correct? So we say, this was not so, but look, and the only reason is why the Plainy Balachesi is saying it. So we don't say this was not so, because he doesn't even have a Shemedes. And by Pliny Balishti, again, for the same reason. He doesn't have a Shemaides. It's not the Potal Aides. It's no Aides at all, because Ishtiki Gupay. So he's Baldovo. So he explains the Gemara as follows. Hainahach, why does Rabbi have to tell us twice? So Mao became Odom Korevit Latme Amrino. That when one testifies against himself, then it's Baldovo. So the Mele, we can say Pogin on the Boer. Simple, because we can say Inish Matatatmat Lukulo, because he doesn't have a Shemaides. But it's a rich day, we don't say that there is identity of personality. And the Gabishte is considered Baldovo. But the Gabishte is only Korev. So it's like plainly Balachesi. So maybe we should say in Shabbat and Sosabat Lakulo. So even the Gabi the plainly day, they should be bottled. So Kamashmelon, that the Gabishte is not Korev, it's Baldovo. So maybe we don't say in Shabbat and Sosabat Lakulo. So of course, the Raivet Shat is, we can understand very well. But Rashi and Tesis, so the Gemara had this al-Gedaitoch, that since we are mikabu the Eide, since he's kosher gabi plainy, he should be kosher gabi wife. Alright, so that's strange. But this, l'chol hapoches, is only in regard to his al-Gedaitoch. But Rashi and Tesis and the Rambam apply the same longness, not according to the al-Gedaitoch of the Gemara, but only the Eide. Now then, the boy Rabbi, Pliny Rabbi Sheiroma, Shoyimai. Suppose he comes to Benson and he says that this person was Reveya my share. So it's Baal Behemo, Reveya Sabehemo. So the Pliny is Chayiv Mishne. So what is it?
מי אמרים לו למקור הביטו עצמי ולמקור הביטו למיני? או הביאו מו אמרים לו למקור הביטו למיני? בוס עד פעי עוד הפש... אז קודם כל הביטו עצמי ולמקור הביטו למיני. נאו את תיגע במשתי הוא יום יהד, איסר כדאי צוח. Maybe he can still remember him. But, I'll leave it there, so we say what I'm calling it for each day. And he's about Dover. So he's about Dover only, Ligabe each day is counted about Dover, but Ligabe Shea is not counted about Dover. So the Mele, so, this is how the Raivet, explains it. So the Raivet says, Odom Korvi to Atzmi, we don't call him from Amini. So we consider him about Dovo Ligabi Ishte. So Mimele is who the Acher is Mistal Finley all day, Lulu Hogo, Mashinki Ligabi Shele. So we don't say Odom Korvi from Amini. So Mimele, the whole Eidus is bottled. So we say, so even Ligabi Plaini, it's also bottled. This is how the Rai explains. Now the question is, why? Because he's not about Dovo. So he's not about Dovo, so Mele, a Shemed as it is, but he postulated. But the question is, Bishleimed, Plaini Boalach Isi, so the Psuleimed is correct. But Plaini Boal Sheri, Plaini Rova Sheri, someone else. The one Psule that we could understand, Alpi Asvore, is about Dovo. Because when one testifies against his mummy, so there is a certain identification between the owner and the money. So the male is considered about Dovo. He's considered about Dovo. But he's not about Dovo, because if he had been about Dovo, so then we wouldn't apply the law of his sponsor of Kula. So what's the pshat? Then there is no real identity between a person and his money. There is no identity. So the male, there is no sort about Dovo. So if there is no psul about Dovo, so he should be kosher or eat. So he should be kosher, we should admit the testimony we got with the plane and we got with the sheya. What kind of psul is it? Korev? Since when is an owner a korev of the sheya? What kind of a korev is he? Rishon Rishon? What kind of a korev is he? With the sheya. So why is it possible? So the Mir in Sanhedrin says, in Yuxu, he says, because of the aloche, Kimisas Abailin Kachmisas Asheya. So the Mele, so it's a special aloch. So in other words, since he's posul lehoi against himself, so the Mele is posul lehoi against his Sheya too. But that's a new psul. It's not Ipsul of Baldov. Because if it had been Ipsul of Baldov, so he wouldn't apply the aloch of Eidership on the floor. So it's a new psul. It's a new psul. In other words, if one is possible to hold our moment. One is possible to hold our moment, but it's not the same psul as Alatme. Alatme is Moldova. But our moment, it's another psul. Some Mele, Ishemeides it has. Some Mele, he says, Eidishabot Mitzoso, but Lakul. All right. So that's the Raivich. But Rashi and the Rambam, they say the other way. In other words, you see, the Raivet explains it that way because he explained the Havdus of the Daitoch of the Gemara Ligabi Plini Baal Ishti that way. So Mimele, he explains this Ali B'Demes that way. Mashenkin Rashi explained the Salke Daitoch of the Gemara Ligabi Ishti the other way, the reverse way, that Salke Daitoch Amine by Mauri Teimo Odom Korevi to Atme Amrinon and to Ishti Loi Amrinon. So Mimele should be Nemon Ligabi the Ishti too, and we should be here at the Ishti also. So over there, it's only Salke Daitoch, Kamash will know. But here it's Ali B'Demes. So in other words, both of the Bayo, the Pashto, the Korvi, the Latin, and the Ali B'Demes. So the Mele, if he says, Pleini, Rova Sheili, so both get Mise. The Pleini gets Mise, and the Sheili also gets Mise. So Rashi is the Kashi. But, we say in Tmure, that they are in Yilva, Hoda Pashto, לא יאמרינו לכל זמננו לנפל בתמורה, ואשר יסוקר, וכי אמרינו בתמורה רבי על עניו ועל פי הבאי ללמוס על לגבי האומות על ההד ידי מדיסקל? So in other words, so he, the owner himself says, my share is a nirva. So, ממילא, he's also לגבי, I cannot be used as a call. Because here by supposed to be Mizbeach. But we say we don't give the Sheya. Why? Because the Sheya cannot be, get Mizbeach on the basis of the testimony by the Bible. But here we say, the Ohoda Pashti or the Kostomeni or the Kostomeni, he gives Mizbeach to the Sheya too. So he says, Hadi Milei Chedula Yidu Abayim Ala Nezeya. Miu. Oyu Yidu. Vilohoyo Eichei Nimoem. Aber hoche die Gavre Miktau, Pibala, Sheya, we call him the Pule Mishima. So he says, that is only the violin testifies just against his Sheya. Not against the plane. So then we say, he cannot testify. He's post-loyed on the Sheya. But here he testified not only against the Sheya, he testified against the plane too. So in Mele we can be Mikabeel, we can be Mikabeel, that he say this on the Sheya too. What kind of a deal is it? And that's the Shiddes HaRambam. That's the Shiddes HaRambam. Hey, you raise me with this. Hey, this. Haloche, haloche, wait. Ein oder mich so bei Bera auf die Achse. Geht es, da reiche Bolle, besen, wo man sich konnte, auf die Gosel, hier über die Ribis, auf die Schala auf die Achse, in den Ufsa. Wir gehen nur mit ein oder mich was für Rosh. וכן אם אומר שאוכל נביא לו ריבור אסורו, אין נפסל, עד שיהיו שם שני עדים, שנודו מייסמס עצמרוש. לפי חוכובין שעיד אולוב שימי, שיהיו ובריביס ואין גלין ואיבום על מי יהיו ובריביס, so that's how good the book, that's ignore in the bere. So in other words, if Ruve, if Shimon is made, that Ruve is a mouth of the ribbits. And then Levi joined Shimon, that Ruve is a mouth of the ribbits. And he said, I'm the person to whom he was mouth of the ribbits. So we say, talking to the boy, in regard to Levi's testimony, we say we accept the part that Ruvein was Malve, but Levi said that the Levi was himself, Levi himself was a Levi, so that we don't accept. Having Ruvein lives over the Shimon, the Levi, after the Shimon, the Levi, after the Shimon, the Levi, after the Levi, Shalom, the Levi, in the Mace Matin Roshi, we name on our Ruvein, we name on our Ad, Vichei, Mishei, Cheplei, Mei, Rei, Roboi, בין באיזה של יובן, בין ברציני, הוא ביחד מצטרף להורגוי. פליני בעלישתי, הוא ביחד מצטרף להורגוי, אבל לא להורגוי. וכן כל כך יצא בזה. פליני רוב הישרי, הוא ביחד מצטרף להורגוי, שאינו דם קורא מיתו ממנו. So, שאינו דם קורא, so in other words, so his name on the shares. אומר אברום, מן המפורשים, התאילים יש מפורשים, שפליני רוב השירי שגם הרבי האימון ירק, לפי שאין לסנוג על שירי, זאת פלגינון דיבורי, וגם על שירי נסחם אלוהי, וכשם שנאמן על שירי, כך נאמן על הרבי, דעידי שבוט לא מקצוס או בוט לא קוף. בוט לא קוף. So that's the right is פשעת. But the rash is פשעת, and the Rambam is just the other way. Just the other way. That we say, אודם קורא ותלעת מהמרינון אצל שירי, לא ימרינון, so ממילא, the share also gets me. The share also gets me. And it's mashma, so in other words, the Rambam explains the Gemara of Pliny Rov HaSheri, like Rashi. So if he explains the Gemara of Pliny Rov HaSheri, like Rashi, so it is obvious that the Rambam explained the Gemara, the Salkedai, Toch Maro, the Teine, Odom Kore, the Tlachni, Amrinon, the Tlachni, the Amrinon, also like Rashi, I mean, Thomas ever said. So, you have to understand, I mean, Rashi is from this, how could there be a Salkedai, Toch, that just because he's kosher, he got in the plane, so he should be in the Kabul, the Hades, he got in the wine. And that's in the Salkedai, Toch. And the Gabi Shei, you have to understand, now even the Hermes. So, it seems to me, I mean, it's not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim takes it for granted that the Rambam is chilek on the Raavad altogether. That the Raavad is chilek on the Raavad altogether. And the Rambam holds that Baal Bishti is not the Baal Bishti. Actually, the Raavad has a Mishnah for Reshes. That Baal Bishti is considered a Baal Dover. Because the Mishnah in the Bera says that a Baal is possibly the Snidaraisi to the brother of his wife. Why? What kind of a cause is it? Because Ishtiki Guf. So Mimele, his brother-in-law, as it's called in English, brother-in-law, so it's all written like that. He's considered a brother-in-law. Why is he considered a brother-in-law? Because he's the Kibbutz faith. So there is identity of personality between him and his wife. So Mimele, the wife's brother, Al-Pidin, is considered as his brother. So if, let's say, two brothers are Rishim Rishim, so Mimele, the brother-in-law is also Rishim Rishim. So that is all well if we say, like the writer, that the Baal Pidin himself is possible as a Baal Domo. So Mimele, we have an extension of that concept in the Mishneh, that since the Baal to his wife is a Baal Dovo, so the Mele to be his wife's brother is considered like a Kohen, like a Rishon Lishon. But if we said, but according to the Rambam, the way Rav Chaim says, that according to the Rambam, there is no Baal Dovo, so if he is no Baal Dovo to his wife, how could he be considered as a Kohen to his wife's brother? So from that, it's a riot. From that Mishneh, it's a riot that Baal Mishneh is possible as a Baal Dovo, because there is identity of personality. So the Mele, to his wife's brother, he is a Kohen. His wife's brother is a Kohen. Then, and Rashi certainly agrees with the Rambam's, the Raya Chittin. Tesef does not have to agree with the Raya Chittin, but Rashi has to agree with the Raya Chittin, because where is the motive of the Raya? This concept that there is a distinction between an aid, who has a shem aid, but a potal aid, like a kore, the roshe, and then one who does not have a shem aid altogether. So the motive of the raivet is the gemore, in makes davo, when the gemore is the kashe, according to Rabbi Yisi, that we say nitzach men kol the potal, in the school of Ptulo, even if we is ham lohi, so how can we visualize? You didn't force it, me say, so every case of Ritziche, of Eves, and Ritziche, so the whole Yatzil, and the Hered Yatzil, so what did Gemara say? Joseph the Kamen Rove, Omale, so Hered Yatzil, Reveya Yatzil, Ishte, Joseph the Kamen Rove, Omale, Yokum Dovah, Mikami Dovah, Akos is the Gabe. So how did the Raivet explain it? In other words, when do we apply the Aloha of Nitzah, we call it Apostle to some Tulo, that is, if he has a Shemay, but he postulates, like he called it, Mashenike, when he testifies against himself, the Heira is an aid against himself, he doesn't even have a Shemei. He's the Baal Dovo. So that's the Pshat, Yokum Dovo is kindly Dovo Akos in the Gaber. So then he has a Shemei for the Shemei Puzzle. Mashiach in the Heira, the Reveya, he's the Baal Dovo, he doesn't have a Shemei. He doesn't have a Shemei. But Teisves, or Teisves, according to Teisves, there is no Mokia for the Kalocha, because Teisves has another Pshat in this Gemara. And the only thing is, the tiny dover across the middle means only an idagod and not an idriyah. So maybe there is no kashi. Here is the answer of the it was only an idriyah. So according to the thesis, there is no mokya. But Rashi appears to explain the gemore of the tiny dover across the middle of the raive. Here is Makin. Yokum domok si vayt kosh, also we kulam kishnayim. Dainu eidim, avoloi meisi adom. Also Rashi spells it out. So we see that there is a machleket between Rashi and Tesis. There is a machleket between Rashi and Tesis, and that is whether there is a distinction between an aid who is an aid and whose agode has a halishem agode, but it's possible, and one whose agode does not even have a halishem agode. So that's Rashi's shite. So why doesn't Rashi explain the more in Sanhedrin like Raive? He agrees with the basic principle of the right. The basic principle of the right. So, we have to say, in Rashi, and the Rambam, of course, Teisus is not like that. Teisus is definitely his, and the whole principle of the right is that Baal Pidin is a Baal Dovo. But Rashi, I think that Rashi and the Rambam agree with the principle of the right is that Baal Pidin is about the law. But there is one difference between the Raivet and Rashi. According to Raivet, so whenever somebody testifies against himself, so the Gavre does not have a Shemay. The The Gavra does not take Shemini. According to Rashi in the Rambam, so it's not that the Gavra, when somebody testifies against himself, so the Gavra does not take Shemini. It doesn't say the Chalei Shema Agode. As a matter of fact, the Raivad even mentions the Loshin, Lo Yehave Agode, Elohidoi. In other words, according to Rashi, so when a person testifies against somebody else, then it has the Chalei Shema Agode, that's testimony. But when a person testifies against himself, then he does not have the Chalei Shema Agode. It's not testimony, it's a confession. That's a confession. That's the Loshin of the Raivad, Lo Yehave Agode, Elohidoi. So even the Raivad mentioned, but the Raivad holds that because of the fact that a testimony against himself does not partake of the character of testimony, but it partakes of the character of confession. So the melee against himself, he cannot tell the Chalei Shema Agode, according to Rashi in the Rambam, no. He could have a Shema Agode, even if he testifies against himself, but he doesn't have a Chalei Shema Agode. Hagodah means when you testify against someone else, then it has a Chalei Shema Agode. But when you testify against yourself, then it's a confession. It's a Yidoi. It doesn't have a Chalei Shema Agode. But if for some reason, the testimony that also involves a testimony against himself has a Chalei Shema Agode, so the melee will have a Shema Agode. So the melee, that's Rashi Shita. So Rashi Shita is that in the case of Sheira, so what's the psul of Sheira of testimony? Why do we say that Reva Vinir Val Piatzma is also the Gavaya? Umutala Hedya, he's in Iraq. Why is he in Iraq? Because the person cannot meet out Misa against the Sheira on the basis of the testimony by the Bible. Because the Agode by the Bible is a Yidoi. It doesn't say the Chalei Shema Agode. And after all, in order to meet out, he's in order to execute the Sheira, so there must be Agode Seidi. And when the Bible testifies against the Sheira, that the Sheira is a Reveya, so then it doesn't say the Chalei Shema Agode. It says a Chalei Shema Yidoi. Not Agode. So that's only if the testimony is exclusively directed against the Sheira. But if the testimony is directed not just against the Sheira, but against the Pleni and the Sheira, vis-a-vis the Pleni, it certainly partakes of the character of Agode. It doesn't partake of the character of Idoye vis-a-vis the Pleni. When he comes to Bezin and says, Pleni Rova Sheira. So it's one Agode that is directed against the Pleni and against his own Sheira. So vis-a-vis the Pleni, it has the Chalei Shema Agode. So the Mele, it has the Chalei Shema Agode even vis-a-vis the Sheira too. And once it has the Chalei Shema Agode, so it can have a Shemei too. The reason is why it doesn't have a Shemei, because the Agode is not Agode, the Agode is a confession. But here, when the Agode is directed against the Pleni and the Sheira, so it has the Chalei Shema Agode, so Mele can have it too. That's the difference between the Raivad and Rashi. Rashi, the Raivad Chita is that he can't even have a Chalei Shema Agode. And according to Rashi, the only reason as to why he doesn't have a Chalei Shema Agode is because the Agode is not an Agode Seidet. It's a Yidoye. But if for some reason it has a Chalei Shema Agode, because the same Agode is directed against the Pleni and the Sheira, so maybe he has a Shema Agode. So maybe he has a Shema Agode. So in the melee, there is no psul. No, so then you ask, the same thing should be true of Pleni Levanu Yatzeni also. So if you look in the Lashon of Rashi, whether it's Rashi Yigomes, or Rashi in Ksubes, there in the Suvi of Eidu Shomu Sanglinze, or Rashi in Sanhedrin, several places, so you'll see that Rashi emphasizes, in the Gemara of Odom Korevit La'atmei, Rashi emphasizes the Korev Posuleides, Bein L'Tevo Bein L'Ro. And it's actually even emphasized, it's even more explicit. It's mashma from the Lashon of Rashi that when a person testifies against himself, it involves the psula forest. And that's not unreasonable, because the two brothers are trading. What are they? Rishon LeRishon. Why shouldn't a person vis-a-vis himself have a din of Rishon LeRishon? Why not? He's more than a Rishon LeRishon, he's himself. But it's Yishlach HaMasai Mone. I'm using it as a meritze. I mean the expression Yishlach HaMasai Mone. So in other words, so from Rashi it's mashma that every Baldovo has the psul of Torah. Every Baldovo has the psul of Torah. Because he is a Rishon LeRishon. I mean if there could be a higher degree of relation of Kurbe than Rishon LeRishon, then I would say it's more than that. But that's the highest degree of Kurbe. The highest degree of Kurbe. So why should a person in relation to himself be less of a Kohen than in relation to his brother? His father is the color of his father. Why? Because his father has the same father and the same mother. He himself has the same father and the same mother as himself. So why shouldn't he be? So why shouldn't he be considered as the korev of Rishon LeRishon, of a Rishon LeRishon? So and that's and Rashi emphasizes it in every place. So he says, the odom korev is latzmi, the korev was later. But if we are going to assume, as Reb Chaim assumes, that here it's not korev. Here it's not korev. That it is. I mean, of course, the Reibachit is like that. So, but that it's not korev. It's baldomo. So why does Rashi say the korev was later? Who is concerned of what bearing is the fact that korev is later? Here it's not korev. The answer is no. Here it's also korev. But they are two psulim. When somebody testifies against himself, if he testifies just against himself, not against the plane. So then according to Rashi, there are two psalms. First of all, Kodom Korem is what? He's a Korem, he's a Rishon LeRishon. He's the closest Korem that one could conceive. So he's a Korem. And then, besides the psalm of Korem, if he just testifies against himself, so he doesn't have the Halei Shema, I'm going to say this. Then it's a confession. It's a Nidoye. It's not, he doesn't have a Halei Shema either. The Halei Shema either. But as far as that psul is concerned, the fact that he doesn't have a halachic hagodah, so it's only when the hagodah is directed against himself exclusively. But if it is directed against the plainly and against himself, and vis-a-vis the plainly, it has a halachic hagodah, say this, so maybe it has a halachic hagodah, it should have a halachic hagodah, say this, vis-a-vis himself too. This is what we say with Gabi Sheyer. But we don't say by plainer Ivanu Yatani that even he should get missing. Because by plainer Ivanu Yatani, according to Rashi, besides the psul of Baldovo, which is not a psul agus, according to Rashi. You see, but according to the Raivets of Baldovo and the psul agus, it's such a strong psul agus that it doesn't even have the shemein. But it's a psul agus. Mashein becomes a Rashi, so the psul of Baldovo as such is not a psul agus. It only means that he doesn't have a halishim agoda say this. But if the same agoda is directed against the plane and against himself, so vis-a-vis the plane, he tells the halishim agoda say this. So the melee tells the halishim agoda say this. Vis-a-vis himself too. He too then. But it also involves the psul of Korev. Because after all, why should he be less of the Korev than of his brother? To himself. He's certainly as close to himself as he is to his brother. He has that relationship. So Mimele is a psul of Korev too. So Mimele cannot be Mikabeil. Truly has a Halisham, I'm going to say this. Because it's one Agore. Against the plane, against himself. But, it's a Korev. So the Rambam Shite could be the same thing, the Rambam Shite. So why does the Rambam mention Baal Bishte Rishon LeRishon? Because it is for the, we have to resort to it. Because if Baal Bishte has not been a Rishon LeRishon, so then when the Baal would testify against the plainly and his wife, so then we should be mitabel the anus against his wife too. Against his wife too. So then you ask, so why doesn't the Rambam say, Odom Biatne, who Rishon LeRishon, that he doesn't even have to say, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, of course, how, how, could there be, how could one conceive a greater kuvah than the kuvah that one has himself? He doesn't even have to say it. He doesn't even have to say it, but the Gamishte, he has to say it. He has to say it. It's not so obvious. So the Melech, the Rambam, so the Rambam says, Pliny Rabbi Asheri, who be Acham is Tarfu Lohoge, Shemim Korem Yitzum Ameine. Shemim Korem Yitzum Ameine. So what do you mean? Pshuti Kimashmoe, Eidam Korem Yitzum Ameine, because we got the Pliny Baal Ishti, so besides Baldovo, he's also Korem. As far as Baldovo is concerned, so even by Pliny Baal Ishti. So we should be Mikabu Deidus Rabbi Ishti. Because the Chalashim Agode it has. Because the same Agode is directed against the plane. So he says the Chalashim Agode because of that. Because the same Agode is directed against the, as directed against the plane too. So he says the Chalashim Agode. So, but he's also, it also involves the Psalm of Korah. So in Melee, we cannot even tell Davis. Alishte. Mashain came by plane of Asheri. So he didn't call it from a Melee. So in Melee, so what is the Psalm of Baldovo? So what does Baldovo mean? There is no Psalm group of Baldovo. Baldovo only means that the Agode does not have the Chalashim Agode. But where is directed against the plane, he has the Shemire. So then he says the Chalashim Agode. So then we have a couple of days, even against the Shem. Rav Chanan mentions a certain Asogam Rav Chaim, and this is it. Now, actually, this is a Jewish Arashka, and the Mishnah Melech, the Talib of Sainte, has discussion. Now, there are two Jewish Arashka. One Jewish Arashka is that when we say that Pleini Boal Ishti, so Palgino Dibure, so Rubi Acham Istalfin or Eodeya Balon Rogo, that is only if he says Pleini Boal Ishti, he uses these words, Pleini Boal Ishti. But suppose, which is, I mean, on the surface, it appears very strange. So the Rabbi says, but instead of saying before Bezi, Pleini Boal Ishti, he says, Ishto Zinso in Pleini, then we don't say Palgino Dibure. Then we don't say Palgina Dibur. And from the near in Sanhedrin, it's also Mashma like that, with that Jesus, the same kind of Jesus. From the near in Sanhedrin. But the Rajbo spells it out, the Jewish Rajbo. So, first of all, we have to understand this. What difference does it make? Whether he says, Pleini Boal Ishti, or he says, Ishto Zinso in Pleini. I mean of semantics, it's not even semantics, I mean it's Mamish. It's mummy the same thing. Semantics you use when it's different words. And there is a difference, a slight difference in the meaning. But here, I mean it's a question of the order of the words. I mean, so still the Rashba says, if he says Pleini Boal Ishti, so then we say Palgin Dibur. It's after Leogeya go. But if he says Ishti Zinso in Pleini, so then we don't say Palgin Dibur, so the whole Agod is one. So, the obvious pshat in that Jewish Rashba is, because, after all, the Rashba says the Kashi, how can we say Palgino Dibure? How can we say Palgino Dibure? We should say, Eidish Bodhi Tosavad Lukulo. So the Rashba says, Eino Chanam, we only say Palgino Dibure when there is no Psul of Korem, but the Psul of Baldova. But where a Psul of Korem is involved, so then we don't say Palgino Dibure. And what? So what is Shibis Rambam? So as Rav Chaim says, the Shita Rambam is that it's not shayach to say Eidish Bodhi Tosavad Lukulo by Pliny Rabbanu Tenio, by Pliny Baal Ishti. Why not? Because it's true. It's true. And the Eidish Bodhi Tosavad Lukulo is only when it's one. Now, what does it mean it's true? Is it mamish true? Is when Eidim says Pliny Rabbanu Tenio, so it's really two separate ideas, like the case where two Eidim would come and say, Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven on Sunday, and then we also saw that Yehuda borrowed $1,000 from Levi on Monday. but they'll say it talking to the book. So there is definitely two agones. Masha'im can hear plainly about any true they testify against. One Ades is against the plainly, and the other Ades is against himself. But it's one Maise, it's not two separate Maise, it's not like over there, two separate Alboes. Here, it's one Maise, but two Chiyuvim. So, it's not as simple as that. In other words, it's two separate Agones. Basically, it's one Agone. But, and that's exactly the reason as to why Rav Yosef says that we don't keep out of the book. So in Meile we say, but we can say that, of course the Rabbis won't say that. But the reason as to why Rav says Balgina Dibure is because even though at the very outset it is one Agode, but because of the Aloha of Balgina Dibure, then it becomes two Agode. If we say Balgina Dibure, as a result there is the Aloha of Balgina Dibure. So in Meile, if we say Balgina Dibure, now one Dibur is inadmissible by this. The other Dibur by itself is admissible. So according to Rove, there is Aloha of Balgina Dibure. So in Meile it becomes, so we split the original Hagode into two Hagodes. So it becomes split into two Hagodes. But only because there is Aloha of Balgina Dibure. And when we say Balgina Dibure, we don't say Balgina Dibure every case when AD, let's say, if suppose there had been no psuk, if they would say, if one AD would come, if AD would come and say, Ruvein Rovashim, and they're not trading to anyone, nothing. So then it would be split Agode. So then it would be one Agode. I mean, because they testify as to one Maise. In the case where the Edim say, Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven on Sunday, and Yehuda borrowed $1,000 from Levi on Monday, so there, even though there is nothing wrong, and the Edim are reheking to Reuven, to Shimon, to Levi, to Yehuda, so there, it's still two Agones. But we only cover both Agones. But in this case, if there would be no flaw in the Agode on its face, so then it would remain one Agode. But because there is a certain flaw in the Agode, in regard to the Atme, or in regard to Ishte, so Mele, so one Dibur, one part of the Agode by itself is admissible, in best. The other part of the Agode by itself is inadmissible. So Mele Rabbi says, so Rabbi Yosef says, we don't say Balgina Dibure, and Rabbi says, we do say Balgina Dibure, inasmuch as there is a flaw in the Agode. So we split, and then as a result of splitting the Agode, it becomes the Agode. So in Meile, we don't say the Shabbat Mitzoso, we don't say the Shabbat Mitzoso, but the Kolo. So in Meile, the Shita Sarashbo in the Tshuva is, and that's all the same Shita is implicit in the Mir in Sanhedrin. So when can we split the Agode, which at the very outset is one Agode with two Chiyuvim that involves a testimony of the Chiyuv of the Pleni and the Chiyuv of Atzmei. So only when the Chiyuv of one is implicit in one people and the Chiyuv of the other is implicit in the other people. So then we can split. And we say it becomes two Agones. Masha'imke, so that's only if he says plainly Baalish. So in the plainly Baal is implicit the Agode, is implicit the Agode on the plainly. So maybe we can split Agode. Even though if he didn't say plainly Baalish, if he would just say plainly Baal, I mean it wouldn't mean anything. But since he did finish the statement, and he said plainly Baalish, So now we know that when the Dibur of Pleni Bor means what? Pleni Bor is Shish. Masha'imkin, if he says, Ish is him, so in Pleni. So where is the Agode on the Pleni implicit? In which Dibur? In which Dibur? In Pleni? It doesn't mean anything. In Pleni. Doesn't make any sense. In Pleni. If he says, Pleni Bor al Ishti, so Mimele,
So once he finished the statement, Pliny Baal Ishti, so Pliny Baal means what? Pliny Baal Ishish. So the main way we can split Agode, and so the Pliny Baal constitutes one Agode against the Pliny, and Baal Ishti constitutes another Agode. Mashenkin, if he says Ishti Zin, so in you cannot split Agode. In other words, so the order of words is important. It's important insofar as splitting an original single agode is concerned. So there, the formulation is important. There's the Shiva Taraj. Alright. Now, then, the Mishnah of Melech, because the Talmud of Hasid Allah Yudalit, he which was a Rajbo, im hoida achosh, shezim so im etalgin on the board. Now the Allah is, if the Baal is mitana lishti, out is staying plainly, and then she is still, so then she has to be shaved to my mama. But if an Idechot comes and says, see so even an Idechot, even an Idechot is a mandate. Oh, yes, she is a few Idechot. They say, I feel it there. So the Allah is them. So Allah is them, and she's not chasing the Maimamo. But she's just chasing the Loiksu. So the Rashba says, suppose, let's say, the Baal was Mikamelish, the Altisterim woman. Altisterim woman. And then she was Mistero with me, with Ruben, the one in this, who had Kinu. So she was Mr. With Reuven. And then Reuven, the one with whom she is Mr. came to Besdin, and he said that she was Mizana with him. Im Heide Achoshev, the one in respect to whom there was Kinu and Stira. So he himself was the Heide Achot, that testified to him. So he made Paugin on the board. Vein on Odoni may say, So the Mishnah Melech has the kashe. So in other words, she's not chasing the Maimamo. Like as if somebody else came and said he was Mizrach. So the Mishnah Melech tells name it. How can we say Palgin and Dibure? By Pliny the Van, let's say this, what's the Pshat in Palgin and Dibure? So the Pshat in Palgin and Dibure is that he was Mizrach. That he was Mizane, and not with this one we say, we split our body. He says two things. First of all, he says, Pliny Hova, and then he also says, Aniu Aniova, so the part, the people of Pliny Hova we accept, the people of Aniu Aniova we reject. But here, if we are going to split our body, and he says, Anipo, so, so then if we split Agode, he says two things. First of all, he says that she was Mizana. And then he also says that he was the one. So Mimele, how can we believe the Idechot? Because the Idechot, in Dovah Shebeh Alvo Pochet Mishnai, there's the Mishnah Melaskash. In Dovah Shebeh Alvo Pochet Mishnai. But there is a special verse Akosuv by Seiteh, the Idechot is Nemo. By which Seite? By Seite Lachatinu is Tiret. So when is Nidachot Nemon? If the snooze took place with the one in respect to whom the Baal was Mikane and with whom she was Mistero. Masheike, if we split Agode, so we say she was Mizane, but not with the one in respect to whom the Baal made the Kinu, but with some other man. So with some other man, so Nidachot has no Nemon, there's the Kasha of the Mishnah. Und nicht nur mal hin schau sei die nämliche sind so im ache lo in nische kinelo ein der hat nemo ein der hat nemo oi dich schon lo mal ich will ja gas bo bei nem mir ist doch sind sie mi oi ei mir ani so nicht sie nicht doch wo ich will mit zu wachen ein schon der war ist schon gas der ist mich noch gas so denn die menschen verpreist sei die tiere kriegt mir rada gach allein da zamm mit lis די מאַש אחיל קראש בבייט וואס נו איינער מיינער בלויקינו די צורך שניי די שייער די לייקל מיי מאפ אל גינען מאנס האני שווי יא נו ישן אמ נה יוב חוד וואס איז אין זיי מיי די קינג איז וואס פאשו די וואס פאסלייד וואס קוך צו קיי מאפ אל גינען די בורע אבער זיי איז לחל איך ביז וואס נייער
אבל הוא חי והרשבו והחכים ומסתירה, וידך עוד בכל הפסולים נמונים, אם כן הוא יכבס לו במה שהוא ראשו, ואם כן הוא צריך לטעמי לפלגין לדיבורי, וסגים הם בואו, לפלגין למונס, ולידי מסביב שמאמין לו לבכל גורו שזים סיימי. So in other words, so Reb Chaim gives the same teretz as the teretz that I mentioned last time on the Rambam, I mean, which is not mentioned in the Sefer. In other words, on the Kashe against the Rambam, since the Rambam, assumingly, so holds that Baal Bishte is not the Ipsul of Baal Zavo, but only of Korev, so we should say, Benish Pon Sos Vodukul, so in the Sefer he says because it's two separate Eretz. But there is another teretz, he says, that in the case of Pliny Baal Ishti, so it's not on the basis of Pogin and Bure, but it's on the basis of Pogin and Mones. But by Pliny Baal Ishti, we cannot say Pogin and Mones, because then there is a spirit. Monef Shech, if we accept the whole Agode vis-a-vis the Pliny, so that means that vis-a-vis the Pliny, we accept the Agode that the Pliny was Revea him, so he's the Roshe. So a Roshe Seiris is inadmissible. So even vis-a-vis the Pliny, but that's in the case of Pliny Van Letzeni, but in the case of Pliny Baal Ishti, so there is no stire, so then we don't have to say Palgin on the Bure, we say Palgin on the Mones. So Reb Chaim says the same kind of teretz here, on the Mishnah Melas Kashe. He says, Enoch Nami, here we cannot say Palgin on the Bure, because Monefshech, if we are going to say Palgin on the Bure, that his wife was Nizane, but not with the one with whom there was Kinu, but with somebody else, some male and Yachod is known a menace, so you didn't go to the Abu Pata Mishnai. But here we say Palgin in the Monis. So in the case of Flaming the Vandria saying you cannot say Palgin in the Monis because there is a spirit. But here there is no spirit. Why? Because Gabriel Tzaites or Anisha.